Podcasting.
Almost live.
Everything digital.
The Everything Digital Podcast.
And it's Sunday, December 19th, 2004. I'm Alan Joyce. This is the Everything Digital Podcast. And my voice may sound a little funny today. I'm very congested. Caught the whatever cold's going around right now. Definitely got it. Alright. Let's go ahead with the... Oh, well, that intro music, which is now faded out, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, and that is a MIDI. Alright. So, let's go ahead with the... Five-second news headlines. Alright, Intel is hiring HP's 300-person Itanium processor design team, putting an end to HP's processor development attempts. The governor of Illinois is seeking enforcement of fines and potential jail time as punishments for selling kids M-rated games. Canadian iPods may now come at lower prices as a result of the removal of certain copyright taxes. The latest update to Adobe's Acrobat software has been removed in response to Microsoft Office 2004 compatibility issues. And Sony is planning an Asia launch of the PSP at about the same time as the North American and European launches. Those are just the short headlines, and there are, as always, links to the full stories in the show notes at everythingdigital.org. Alright, so Apple Computer has a suit against several unknown individuals for reasons of these individuals divulging secrets of an unknown product. Details are very sketchy here. So apparently there were internal information leaks, and Apple is asking the court to inflict monetary damages upon the accused individual or individuals. And apparently these individuals are accused of leaking information to certain websites, possibly about the flash-based iPod or the iPhone or Asteroid, that FireWire music streaming device. And so Apple, you know, wants to protect its advantage here, and that is their innovation and how they come up with stuff and they get it out there before anybody else is even close to having it. But when this information leaks months ahead of the release of the product, then the competitors kind of have an idea of what Apple's going to be doing and how they should adjust their market strategy to fit that. So it's understandable. Apple's employees do sign confidentiality agreements, and they are bound to not leak any information. So they will probably definitely be punished with fines and probably fired from Apple. So speaking of Apple, my iPod repair is looking very good. I've checked out a couple iPod repair websites, and the best one I could find is iPodMods.com, and the reason I like them is because there's a lot of iPod services that kind of give you just a general amount for a diagnosis, but then you don't know how much it's going to be for the actual repair. And I went ahead and called up iPodMods.com, and they gave me a quote on a 15-gigabyte hard drive plus the labor, and that's $145 plus $10 for priority shipping. And they actually do have a $20 diagnostic fee, but they said they can put that diagnostic fee towards the 15-gigabyte hard drive and the labor, so I'm not going to be paying that in addition. So that's good. Looks like within the next week or 2 weeks, they said they get iPods back within 7 to 10 business days. So within the next 2 weeks, probably, once I send it out to them, I should have a working iPod. So I will be able to listen to podcasts on the go again, and that will be wonderful. So, alright, here's some non-RIAA music for you. This is Stone Melodies. This I Know on the Everything Digital Podcast. This I Know from Stone Melodies off of GarageBand.com. So here's something funny I stumbled across yesterday, I believe. It's stupid computer tech calls. And this is at rinkworks.com/stupid. And I'm going to read a section of their database called Smoke. And these are real stories and real dialogues from tech support calls, and I'm not sure. I think these are user-submitted. I don't think these could all be one person, but all right, here we go. I'm just going to go down the list here and read anything I thought was funny. Customer, my system's on fire. What do I do? Customer, my terminal is smoking and shooting sparks. Should I unplug it? Customer, hello tech support. Hello tech support. May I help you? Customer, in a thick Russian accent. Yes, monitor is working fine, but has sparks and smoke flying out back. Is okay? Tech support, blink. Customer, hi, my printer smells funny, and it's smoking. Me, did you turn it off? Customer, well, no, I was never told to turn it off without running it through shutdown, and it won't go through shutdown. Customer, there are smoke and flames coming from my computer. Tech support, hang up, unplug the computer from the wall, and call the local fire department. Customer: that's not the problem. I need to know how to do a backup. Fastest possible method. let's see. Customer: we write banking software for mini computers. Our help desk got a call from a customer who was new to mini computer operations. The call went something like this. Customer: there is smoke coming from the back of the computer. What should I do? Tech support: get out of the computer room and call the fire department. Customer: should I make a backup first? Tech support: get out of the computer room and call the fire department. Customer: shouldn't I at least run the shutdown procedure? Tech support: get out of the room and call the fire department. this sounds... I gotta look that word up. But I swear it's true. I've been connected to the internet... Or, customer, I've been connected to the internet for about 10 minutes now, and my computer started smoking about 5 minutes ago. Is your building on fire? let's see. Oh, this one's hilarious. I work at an ISP in the United Kingdom. The most shocking call I received came from a student at a local college here. He had received a CD for an ISP from an American friend. Customer: hi there, I got this CD for an American. He says that his ISP is better than mine because the calls are free. So can I install it? Me: yes, sir, that's your choice completely. But is this an American ISP? Because if so, I don't think it will work with your computer. Customer: listen, I happen to be a computer student. I know exactly what I'm doing, so don't insult my intelligence. Click. 10 minutes later, he called back, humbled. Customer: my computer exploded. Me: what? How did that happen? Customer: well, the CD didn't work. I couldn't get through to the ISP, so I changed the computer to American power. He changed the voltage switch while the computer was on, causing the power supply to explode. A user phoned me and complained that her monitor was smoking, smelled of burning, the display had gone wrong, and the monitor was too hot to touch. I suggested that she switch the monitor off until an engineer could look at it. Customer: how do I do that? there's a whole lot here. I think... let's see. Customer: oh, help. Tech support: sir, are you all right? Customer: I just blew up my computer. What do I do? We discovered that the poor fellow had inadvertently stepped on his power strip, turning the whole thing off. The monitor made a slight popping noise as it did, and it turned out he was smoking a cigar at the time, and he thought the smoke curling around was from the monitor. By the time we figured that out, though, he'd already emptied a fire extinguisher into the mess. So, anyway, there's a lot more here. Rinkworks.com/stupid, and they've just got tens of categories, and, the smoke one is one of the more hilarious ones. So, it's going to be a short podcast today. I'm congested and tired, and probably going to end it about 15 minutes. So, here's some exit music, Frosty the Snowman, holiday classic, and that is a MIDI as well, as I still haven't been able to find any non-RIAA MP3 holiday music. If you know of any sites that have it, or any specific songs, definitely post that in the comments at everythingdigital.org, or call 1-484-737-0669, leave an audio comment, maybe sing some of your own Christmas music. I will play it on the show, no matter how bad your singing voice is. Alright, that's all I've got for today, so I'll see you on the next podcast.